that Pittsburgh game the last time they were here wasn't that long ago. Did you ever take a look at
the AFC Championship?
Do you ever look around and say, wow, I mean, how much turnover? I know you have a lot of turnover, but do you ever take a look and say,
as far as in this locker room? That happens to be a game that I've never forgotten. And it's still probably be on the back of my mind until we actually go to the Super Bowl to win it. Yeah, it's been a lot of turnover in this locker room as far as guys who were here at that particular time. But there's still guys from that team that's still remaining here now. And we just know that the opportunity that was presented to us, we didn't take advantage of it. So, I mean, you still a little angry and frustrated about that. This is a new season, new team. So, but our goal is still the same, try to get to the Super Bowl.
I know you were one of the guys who took that loss very hard. A lot of guys did. You were one of them. Mm-hmm. How often do you think about it? Every day, every week, every month?
You know what? It's always in the back of your mind. You don't try to fixate it on it too much, but it's always something in the back of your mind. You always have to have something that keeps you driving, keep you pushing forward. So, and that is a game because so many guys play this game for 12, 15 years and never get an opportunity to go. Dan Marino played for like maybe 13, 14 years. He went his first year and never went back. I mean, there's a lot of glamour and money in this game, but we all play to win. And if you're not playing for that Super Bowl, I don't know what you're playing for.
I remember you said something that you watched the tape so much you practically wore it out.
Well, at some point I had to, stop putting myself through the pain of, watching it because it was a constant reminder of how close we were and we just didn't succeed. But at the same time, I stopped watching it. But sometimes you can, replay it in your mind because, you're that close. Every time I would watch a Super Bowl, I would think, how great that would feel to be there. And we were, one game away. So, I mean, as long as I play and not go to the Super Bowl, it's going to be in the back of your mind. So, but I'm not going to let that be something to hinder me from trying to be successful this season and any season to come. But at the same time, something always has to keep you humble and hungry, and that's a game that does.
Nick, what makes Willie Parker
unique? I think his running style. Some people try to somewhat compare it to something like Nadanian because, be an edge runner, really fast, really elusive guy. So, and he's a really strong back. So, I mean, he is a good back. And sometimes when you are playing in this league, you may not get the recognition that you deserve. But I think that he should.
Jim Bates was saying he's almost deceptively strong. You don't expect it from
him. No, I mean.
He's always pushing a pile for us.
For me, I won't put anything past anybody, overlook anybody. So it's not a thing of me perceiving him as being deceptive because I played against him a couple of times. But, sometimes, as they say, looks can be deceiving. So.
Obviously, Roethlisberger had a down year last year, but he's kind of stepped it back up this year. When you take a look at the film, how has he regained that return?
Well, I think he got back to he's getting back to the form he was at when he took the team to the Super Bowl. So, I mean, he's throwing the ball well. He's moving around. And one thing you see him doing is he's breaking tackles, especially from big guys. So before, early on, when he was a rookie, he took him to the Super Bowl, he wasn't doing that too well. But I think that's the thing that makes him a great quarterback.
Do